Octavarius, so nefarious, eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius, descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet.
Hey, everybody.
Hey! What?
What?
I feel bad. Really, there was no bullshit Castelvi song in the beginning.
Oh, I'm sure someone will pick it up.
Some point.
Or well, not at the beginning, because the time is passed.
Because that's over. The beginning is, we've begun.
That's okay, we'll survive. Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 42 of the Octavarius podcast.
42 beers for 42
no
years.
No more beers!
That's the answer to life, the universe, and everything, isn't it?
Yeah,
42.
42 is the answer for everything.
Well, the ultimate answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Yeah.
Well, let's start off at this end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's B-Wo.
Mark.
Nick.
Warren.
Scott.
Dins.
Cloud.
Keith.
LP.
And we are all ready to go.
Yeah, welcome back, Nick. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
It's been like a month.
Welcome back.
Yep, ready for some nonsense.
Tins, you sound like you're not enthused for Nick to be back. What's your fucking problem?
What's your problem,
I'm
Tins?
Sorry, I'm so glad to have you back, McCall.
You okay? Do you want some, like, water?
Tins, do you need sugar?
No.
Do you need
water.
Some potassium, Tins?
I'm sorry, I just, well, I'm feeling so sick because I forgot mailbag.
That happens.
Well, then, do I have the cure for you?
Is it a mailbag?
Oh, I was just gonna give you like Tylenol.
It's
three,
a mail but... something.
Yeah, I've got a mailbag.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
I
let
feel
me just,
better.
Let me just open this up.
Goodness,
that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. You don't really do that with a beer can.
And it's this one comes to us from Matthew Flaconahay. He lives in Crystal Lake, Illinois. So
oh,
he's
that's
the
great.
Suburbs.
Hey, my grandparents
still live
in Crystal Lake. Go fighting crystals.
Dude, that would be a great mascot.
The Crystal Lake Crystals?
Yeah.
What is?
The fighting crystals.
The fighting.
It's got fists like the Notre Dame one. And Matthew writes, "Hey guys, I've got two burning questions. One, I have a lot of things that I need to give thanks for, and I'm really not sure how to do it. And two, I was reading some history books about this time that Europeans came to America and then suffered a lot and then made peace with native people that were living there. Is there any way you could solve both of these problems at once? What is up with that?"
What an ignorant listener we have.
that was Matthew Flaconahay, right?
Yeah.
How do you spell Flaconahay? I'm very curious.
F-L-A-H E Q U.
Okay, that's about it. All I needed. I think I got the rest.
It's like it might be Flaquinahe.
Well,
it's a Crystal Lake pronunciation.
Matthew, I've got news for you, buddy. Here in the United States,
of America,
Thanksgiving's coming.
There's nothing you can do about
it. And it's on the way, buddy. And Thanksgiving is a great time to give thanks for all of the great things that you have in your life. And it also is a celebration of the European settlers mingling with the Native Americans.
Mingling.
And kicking their asses.
Well, this is before
they didn't kick any ass on Thanksgiving Day, hopefully.
Turkey's ass.
It was one of those feast plots.
The only...
There's still... If you ever read literature before 1600, or if you yourself are ever in a time before 1600,
any of you listeners out there,
don't ever go to an apology feast. It's always a trap. Every time.
What are you talking about?
Fill us in, Mark, please.
What the hell are you talking about?
Every time I read like a story that takes place before 1600.
This is Mark taking the burden of others on his shoulders, even just fictional characters.
Every time, there's like a feud between two kingdoms or whatever, and then one king is always like, okay, I was wrong. I'm going to throw a big feast in your honor to apologize. And there's like poison, murdering, ninjas, like everything will try to kill that person.
Hang on now.
not all of those at once.
Okay, so not all of those at once, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Question two, These are fictional stories or true stories?
Some of them are fictionalized histories.
I get
what
it.
Are the others?
Either fiction or history.
Oh.
What you've said, I'm still in the same place I was before.
Okay, so say we hate each other, right?
Okay, yeah.
And it's like 1599 or earlier.
Okay.
And I invite you over for a feast in order to make amends for our feud.
I shouldn't come.
Yeah, I'm going to kill
poison
you.
Poison you or something.
Definitely.
Or ninja or something.
I have not read one that was a legitimate apology yet.
100% for sure. You are going to kill me.
Yes.
So then...
What happened?
So this is a celebration, the Thanksgiving holiday. What you're implying is that the Thanksgiving holiday is a celebration
of murder?
Of the first time that an apology feast did not end in murder that day.
I bet you that's true. Yeah.
Was it really an apology feast?
Yeah,
though?
I don't think it was.
Well, maybe not an apology feast. I guess a peace offering feast.
Yeah, it wasn't like,
I'm sorry
you came to our land.
Sorry we're about to destroy you.
Like, come to our meaty treaty.
I think
part of the reason they got along, and this might ruin the peaceful feastingness. And
you're already doing that, it, buddy.
Is that I think part of the reason that specific... group of natives and the settlers that came got along is because they, in exchange for helping them survive, the settlers helped them kill an opposing tribe or like severely massacre their numbers.
All right.
This has been one of Mark's tales of sorrow
and history.
Wow.
I always feel really bad for Thanksgiving, so I feel like it always gets overshadowed by Christmas. Like if you go to any stores right now, there's, like, Christmas decorations.
Starbucks has holiday cups already.
Everyone forgets about Thanksgiving.
How do you market Thanksgiving besides, you know, the food and togetherness?
Pilgrims and turkeys.
So you'd have
a guy in a pilgrim suit outside of Kmart taking donations.
I mean, really, like, the only thing about Thanksgiving that's marketable, you have the food.
I actually saw in front of Jewel, no joke.
Wait, a pilgrim?
Yes, what? I saw a guy either the day before or the day before that, like a day or two ago. Oh, I was shopping for girls' night, so it was Saturday night. There was a pilgrim guy. There was a pilgrim guy just like ringing a bell taking... I don't even know what he was taking money for because I was on the phone, but I just remember looking at it being like, what? I've never seen this before. And then he was gone after I left, and I was like, whoa, was
so
that?
You probably
like,
just made him up in your mind.
I don't know, maybe, but...
You sure this man wasn't just a vagrant?
Or just
no,
a...
he was like a real... No,
I own one thing.
Real.
Did he have buckle shoes?
I didn't look at the shoes, but he had like the
That's
pilgrim.
Pretty much the legitimacy test there.
Yeah, if he was just sporting Vans, not a real pilgrim.
Probably not a real pilgrim.
He's wearing Vans.
I just feel like people haven't found the marketing possibilities of Thanksgiving. There are so many great things about Thanksgiving, and you know, maybe it's up to us to figure it out.
I don't know. Well,
They do suffer.
The thing is, when as far as foods go, because I love the wintertime as far as foods go, because you have gingerbread stuff, you have pumpkin stuff, you have all this hot chocolate comes back in,
comes back into town, flies back north to us.
And I guess pumpkin flavoring is a big flavoring associated with Thanksgiving, but I guess that it's also part of Halloween as well.
Yeah.
So that's something that they've got that Christmas doesn't really have.
Yeah.
It seems like
Halloween has taken over the thunder of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But I mean, like, what else are you going to do? I can't put cranberry creamer in my coffee. I can't order yam cookies. So
also,
it's like, what are you going
to
do?
There are 100% fewer presents given on Thanksgiving than Christmas.
Yeah, but you do get days off for Thanksgiving that you don't get days off for Halloween.
Like, I
don't
love
get November 24th off.
I love Thanksgiving.
I look forward to it, like, all year. Oh, my God, my family makes the best foods, like pumpkin tarts and, like... Oh, did you guys ever have sweet potatoes with marshmallows?
Yes. They are great.
Oh, my God.
I don't get to help out at Thanksgiving.
Why not?
That's probably a good thing, man.
Yeah, I would probably not let you help.
You don't get to make the peanut butter?
I don't know. I offer something bad. Because I'm the only one in the house that my parents are just like, my mom is just like, get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, you'll destroy it. I've seen you
that
in the
was
kitchen.
Once, that was one time.
Yet he has such good etiquette.
You know,
what?
It's such
like,
a big...
He uses his utensils very well.
Are you talking about Nick?
Oh, that's, yeah, because you went to proper boy school.
No.
Yeah. I know.
Warren, no, you don't.
Warren, you do not live with Nick, nor have you ever.
Yeah.
No, he uses the correct coffee spoon for eating coffee grounds.
That's right. He also uses, it's very proper etiquette to use the same spoon over and over that's been sitting out for days for the same peanut butter jar that you just leave.
Well, wait, the jipping spoon is a time-honored tradition.
Yeah.
Look, he keeps it as far to the left of the kitchen as he can.
It's not near anything that could attack it. I mean, like, they can grow mold on it. It's far less.
Dude, it's still a spoon covered in peanut butter.
And saliva.
No, he doesn't do that anymore.
Maybe rats.
LP yelled at me one time.
I did.
You
know, deservedly.
Which I have to yell at you about some more stuff.
What do you have to yell at?
No, we're not doing this here.
No, it's Thanksgiving. Let's find out.
Makula, while you are kept out of all your Thanksgiving involvement, I have recently become...
You're the center,
I'm
pretty
the
much.
Head of Thanksgiving now in the Haversburger household, which would be, you know, that's really saying something, except my family doesn't do a lot for Thanksgiving. My family's really spread out. There's also not that many Habersburgers in the world. I honestly don't. It'll probably be me, my mom, my dad, and Robert.
Didn't you create a Habersburger group on Facebook to find
No, that was actually Brian. It's called the Habersburger Party What?
on Facebook.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. You can find it and join it if you want.
If you're a Habersburger,
wait,
though.
No,
have,
there's
how
one
many
guy
people
who's
in
not.
This room, how many people in this room know the instigator of their last name group?
Very...
I'm one.
I don't. What? Best of my knowledge, there's
one.
Not a
person.
What?
They can't see you raising your hands, fellas.
They can't, but can they hear it?
Yeah, Makula is in a Facebook group that says, like, Makulas are the greatest people on the earth or something.
We are. Makula, in some language, means leader. No, Nick means leader. Never mind.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Nick means leader of the people.
No wonder they don't let you take in charge of Thanksgiving.
I or have
you
any
can barely
part of it
form
whatsoever.
A sentence.
I can form plenty of sentences.
Now I do cook, and it's really fun. But there's so many things like you have to have as staples of Thanksgiving that, and it makes sense to have all those different staples when you have 12 to 15 people eating it. But we have four. So we end up making a turkey and making a ham and making stuffing and potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Why do you make a turkey and a ham?
Because Brian likes ham and I like
turkey.
Oh,
I see.
And they got into a habit of just doing that.
Well, you can have tons of leftovers, which Thanksgiving leftovers are
the
best of all leftovers.
I feel like both turkey and ham keep well.
They do. They're wonderful. That's not a problem. It's that there's just no way we can store all this extra food because we still cook like there's 12 people coming.
You can bring it to our place.
I know. I intend to do that this year.
Yes.
And
make the Thanksgiving sandwich.
Yes. The homeless guy sandwich. I don't know. What some people call it different things. I don't know why. It would be a homeless guy sandwich.
A homeless guy sandwich?
Yeah, they call it
it's a cranberry stuffing turkey.
Hobo sandwich is what they call it.
Okay. I've just never heard it called a homeless guy sandwich.
I think I just gave it that name. But what I really do love is that it's a really good opportunity for me to cook because I'm touring so much that I don't really get to cook in the fall. And it's like a day set aside for just cooking. And so much that 2 years ago, I didn't do this last year, but 2 years ago, I woke up periodically every three hours at night to continue, what's it called? When you,
basting.
No. I was
seasoning.
Feeling
microwaving.
Very close tins. It's like marinating a turkey, but it's brining a turkey. I was brining a turkey, which is
what
when you take
do?
A turkey and you put it in ice water and you fill it with like pepper, black pepper, a bunch of spices, basically mostly salt. And the bird soaks up all this salt water, so when you start to bake it, the liquid it loses isn't its natural liquid. It loses all that extra liquid that it's soaked up.
Yeah.
The turkey actually gets like half of its size bigger in the course of it. It gains a couple pounds. It just absorbs water.
Yeah.
And then you roast it, and it's got all this salt all the way through it. It's so delicious and moist, and it's wonderful.
Yeah,
and I also
brining's great.
Yeah, and I love doing that, and you, like putting a I learned from Alton Brown, Food Network, a lot of my cooking techniques. And the way to get, because problem people have is white meat gets too dry for the dark meat to get cooked. Yeah. So you make a little shield-looking thing out of aluminum foil, and you put it over the white meat so that it cooks the white meat at a faster and a higher temperature so that it gets done the same time as the dark meat. And if you don't have it, people, if you don't have one and you're making turkeys in your oven, you need to get an electric meat thermometer that you can plug into the turkey and you can keep the timer out. Because instead of using a timer, it's like you can set like 140 degrees. Mm-hmm. And when it gets to 140, it'll go off. But what you really need to do is take it out at 135 or 5 degrees before your desired temperature. And then... Because it will continue cooking. Take it out and put it on the counter. It'll continue cooking.
Don't put it on top of the stove.
All I can think during this entire conversation is that, Keith, you really do need your own cooking show.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
We've talked about this many times.
He's made the best. He makes the best meatloaf and chili. I swear to God to this. You make the best barbecue bacon meatloaf and the best crushed peanut.
It's delicious because it's got barbecue sauce and bacon.
Yeah.
But
That's awesome sounding.
I
love cooking.
I enjoy a good deep fried turkey. Have you guys ever had
I haven't. No.
Well, my grandfather has a deep fryer. Wow. And now here's the terrible thing with the deep fryer, though. If your turkey is still not completely thawed,
Oh no! You'll die.
Oh boy! What?
You won't die.
What? You could die.
A giant ball of fire will come up and out of your fryer, and just
and you, possibly you, kill you.
Well, or set the house on fire at least,
killing everyone.
Normally, you're supposed to do it outside.
Yeah, so you do it outside
with a ladder pulley system, according to Alton Brown.
You don't need a ladder pulley system. It's completely not necessary.
No, it's safe.
It's much safer to do it that way.
Wait, so he's saying like you would dip the turkey in like it's an anchor going into a well?
Exactly.
Well, either way, you have to dip the turkey in. So you do is generally you have like a hook with a something in it to dip it in. But once you put it in there, I gotta tell you, like, when that turkey cooks
in like 15 minutes.
It cooks in 15 minutes and it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is the best fucking turkey that you'll ever have. It is tender and great and we've
crisp.
We've fried the turkey we've done it 4 times. And only 1 time did we have the ball of fire.
What?
Hey, that's great track record.
But
25% possible.
We were smart about the ball of fire. And then what happened? It shot 20 feet in the air is what happened. It is horribly
dangerous. On Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you were still batting 750 though.
Yeah. I mean that's like a solid C in most classes.
The thing is lower. You just really gotta make sure that you thaw your turkey. That's take it out, make sure you thaw it right. If you thaw it right, you won't have any problems. My grandparents, God bless them, got a little cocky.
Why does that happen?
Because people don't concentrate.
Mr. Physics.
Let's let Mr. Physics, who can give us the most thorough explanation of why ice and oil don't mix.
I'm trying to think, actually. When you have hot or boiling oil... And I think the actual reason would just be the temperature difference is so great. There's that much more energy being released as quickly at the same amount of time.
Yeah.
Also, the oil will come out and you hit that flame at the bottom.
Yeah.
And just shit gets real fast.
Anytime you put any water, even 2 drops of water, into superheated oil, it's bad news.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't like it. And so an oil, highly flammable, will pop out. And as soon as that comes out, and if it lands on that flame, well then that will just light that whole thing on fire.
Yeah, and so you got to be very careful. But if you do it right, it is a wonderful experience, and I highly recommend it.
So 3 times you'll have delicious turkey. 1 time you might die.
All you got to do, all you got to do is respect, the power that you are about to deal with.
Yeah,
man. This whole time I thought you just threw a turkey in the fryer and then pulled it away.
No, dude, it's a serious business,
Scott. If it was that easy, would everybody do it?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
if it was that easy, everyone would fucking do it because it tastes that good. I tell you, man, it is awesome.
I've heard from a lot of people it's fantastic.
And you know what? And you know, you don't really season the bird when it goes in that oil. So, you know, you're tasting turkey meat in its purest, finest form. It's delish.
only thing that is better than deep fried turkey
would
probably be
yeah?
a smoked turkey that is then flash deep fried.
Ooh, that would be Whoa. Good.
Holy
but
boners,
the thing is, the
ladies
thing
gentlemen.
Is though, is do you like the smoked flavor in your turkey?
I do.
Because if you don't, then you know that's the thing. I feel like having the actual just turkey flavor is enough.
But turkey, like.
I can't believe we're fucking going.
Gets a weird.
We are deep in
everything.
This
shit. Gets such a good flavor with when you smoke it. Now, when I was younger, didn't appreciate the taste of smoked meats. You know, the smoke really it does have a distinct flavor, but oh man, it does such good things. Like everything can be benefited from being smoked.
Could jelly be benefited from being smoked?
No.
Peanut butter.
Tea no. cannot be benefited.
Peanut butter and
I
jelly.
No. In junior high, when we didn't have access okay. to cigarettes.
Wait! What? You have been thinking of the wrong type of smoking this entire time.
Wait, Lord,
smoking.
I force my turkeys
and
second, to smoke
wait.
Cigarettes.
So I get second,
wait
and I say,
a minute.
Smoke this, and I'm gonna
I want,
eat you.
I want to hear about the time Lauren smoked tea.
Me
yeah,
too.
What the hell?
What
are you
did you
about?
Do?
What the hell?
Lauren, you can't be serious.
You were smoking tea leaves in lieu of smoking meats?
You like rolls?
No,
so
I do
different.
Actually, I do actually really like the taste of a smoked turkey leg or something.
Okay, so why did you smoke tea?
That's
what everybody cares about right now.
In, I think it was sixth grade, we had a
Better
sleepover.
Be sixth grade.
And you were trying to quit cold turkey.
And it was, I think, right before everybody, like, started to try cigarettes. We were,
everybody.
I guess we weren't the stoner group.
Yeah, sixth
whatever.
Grade, what are you talking about?
I don't
everybody
know.
Started trying summer after sixth grade. That's when you all got sample packs.
Yeah, not for me.
It came
no.
with
really?
Your junior high
like,
reading list.
Everybody,
I didn't even try a cigarette till college.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I think I was, yeah, like sixth or seventh grade. But,
You guys forget. Lauren likes to party.
I asked Jesse. So we were like, yeah, party? Let's smoke. Yeah, and then, like, nobody...
No tea?
Hold on, I'm getting
It's through. All the same. Plants are plants.
It got worse, I'm just saying.
I'm sure it did.
Okay,
so we were like, does anybody have any cigarette? Like, does any, you know, blah, blah, blah. Nobody had it. So then this one girl who we all looked up to, Alyssa, was like... Oh, well, I know what we can do. We can make our own cigarettes. And she went and took tea bags from my mom's cabinet, like, you know, pantry, rolled them in regular paper.
Notebook paper, of course.
Oh, we no.
smoked them.
Did you smoke a whole one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seem healthy.
No, and like the little tea got on your mouth.
Do you
mouth, think
that's
like,
affected you at all?
Like, do you feel different now?
I want to say, I just want to go on record. And say, any kid that looks at a cigarette of tea rolled in notebook paper, you deserve whatever you fucking get.
Which I assume was chronic vomiting.
You deserve it.
It didn't really do anything.
Use.
Because it's not really anything.
You are a human being, child. You are a human being. And you have the powers of deductive reasoning. And if you cannot employ those powers, then you deserve
maybe,
whatever consequences
maybe
you
they,
get.
It's possible they just thought that smoking tea would deliver the effects of tea, but faster, because it goes
God.
Right into your bloodstream.
Yeah, you know,
I can't
the
relief,
the throat relieving
I,
effects
you,
of tea would be more beneficial in smoke.
We upgraded to cigarettes later.
This warm, calming feeling comes so much faster
I,
now.
What went through your mind, Lauren?
Dude, I hung out with crazy people. I also hung out with the friends that took my inhaler and thought they were, like, getting high off my inhaler. Which,
what?
I don't even think you really
did. Did it ever occur to you to say, hey, maybe not this time.
Maybe next time.
Oh, yeah, no,
loser.
I stopped. I
guys, you can't write with my EpiPen.
Oh, my gosh. Would you guys all get made fun of for in, like, fifth, sixth grade?
Oh, man.
Same Every thing as ever. My last name, Habersberger.
Running away from
Who
girls.
Can resist? What about you, Scott?
Yeah, what about you, Scott?
What did I get made fun of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a lot of Scotty Potty.
Oh,
when I was
what?
In like kindergarten to first grade,
oh, okay,
yeah, which I didn't really mind. I just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, even back then, I was like,
it is a little bit
yourself.
On the lame side.
Yeah, like give me something else.
Yeah,
yeah.
But then this is actually really funny. My entire life, I've been getting Daniel-san. Like from Karate Kid.
That's hilarious. That's great.
I made that
awesome.
Joke to you when I was.
And, well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, that movie came out, what, 1980? Anyone?
Yeah,
around there. Okay,
sure.
So these people that do this to me are, you know, our age or even older. And it's usually when they first meet me, and it takes them a while. They get to know me, blah, blah, blah. And they're just like, oh, yeah, I see you later, Danielson. And then I can just
and
see a click in their brain. And I'm like, yep, here comes a Karate Kid joke. And then they just, it's always inevitably the same. They just point at me and go, Danielson.
I did that.
That's hilarious.
You should just point back at them when
they're
going to
do
it.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like,
just yell bonsai in their face.
It's 23 years later. I don't know if that's really relevant anymore.
Karate Kid's always relevant, man.
Shut up.
What about, Scott, what were you, you're married now. Mm-hmm. Whose family are you going to be thankful for?
Oh, yeah.
You have why do you got to make me choose?
You can only choose
well,
one.
Well, that's, you know, that's
like,
what...
Yeah, what do you guys do for
it's
that?
Like
that's
Highland
a thing.
Is
that's
a
thing
families.
That becomes part of adults' life is yeah. they have to choose holidays. They alternate Thanksgivings and Christmases.
Well...
Are you ready for that?
Well, it's already been happening. I've been, wow. I mean, we've been doing this for... past couple of years.
Yeah.
We've been doing double time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, but I mean, it works out really well. Our parents both live relatively close to each other, and we usually do, you know, we'll go somewhere in the morning and somewhere in the evening, or like for Christmas, we'll do Christmas Eve somewhere, and then Christmas Day the other place. Okay. And it all just works out really well. So
that's just... my family doesn't really care as much that Thanksgiving is on Thursday. They'll be cool with, you know, Wednesday... or Saturday or whatever.
I just, for the first time this week, I was on the phone with my mom, and she said, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Like, I got an option.
Assuming.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just said, you know, I just had figured I always go home. Yeah. So I said, oh, coming back, and I'll eat dinner, I guess. That's what we do, right? That's the thing we do every year. We just, we all come together and pretend we have a big family, and then... make too much food and you guys throw it out a week later.
I used to
yeah, like we'll probably do something on Friday with us.
Yeah, we should do
oh,
something.
Yeah, we yeah. should. Okay. We didn't make any that plans would be nice. Yet.
Let's have
believe,
a let's have a
this
parade.
Shit is coming up quick.
Let's right. have a parade.
A parade?
Parade.
I would love to have a parade.
The Octavarius Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah,
the
okay, hallway? Yeah, I'll do a house parade.
Oh, can we I? Should take pictures of it for the website.
Yeah, we and we should sure. take video of it for the website.
Mercy
I'll put
we
my. We'll put, I'll put all our. Computers.
I feel like it would be less.
We'll turn on our webcams
actually...
in different areas of the house, and we edit it together through.
I
webcams.
Feel like it would be less impressive if people actually see us walking through our hallway like it's a parade, you know, pretending to be balloons, and we're you know 20 something.
That's what we do.
When
you guys,
that is true.
When you guys were like in kindergarten, this is all this conversation and Thanksgiving. And parade now just made me think of this. When I was in kindergarten, we had to dress up like either pilgrims or Indians.
Yeah.
And parade around our parents.
I think we talked about this and in a podcast you weren't here for.
Yeah,
we
talked
this
about
is
it
crazy.
Like two or three podcasts ago.
Wow.
Did you, Scott, did you have to like do things related to that before Thanksgiving? Because I had to make like a Indian headdress and then for everything I accomplished, I got a feather.
Yeah, I think we had something like that.
And then
that's
when
the,
Thanksgiving
the Boy
came,
the Scout group in what is it, a movie or show? Is it Home Improvement that has Boy Scouts where they they're like
I
Indian
think so.
People?
Indian
so they,
guide?
Yeah, a little
what?
More. Yes, no,
wait,
no, it's with Jonathan Taylor Thomas. It's a movie.
It's a movie.
Oh,
that's why.
Oh,
yes.
The House, man.
Yes. Yes.
The
House. Good job. Good job.
He was an Indian guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's, yeah, a, that's like a real thing.
Yeah, I was an Indian guide. It ruled.
Indian princess.
Yeah, man. That's a real thing.
It was sponsored by the YMCA, right?
Shining Deer.
Yeah, it was great. It was about being buddies with your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like fathers and their, well, Indian guides was
house
father
forever,
and...
Th-
do they still
house
have this going on?
That's our slogan. That's our song. Dads feel younger, boys feel stronger.
Oh my
when the day lives.
Clementine.
Does it still exist? Any guys, any princesses?
I'm sorry, it was the fucking YMCA. They're trying their song.
No, they couldn't call it Indian Guides anymore.
Yeah, now it's something
whatever,
lame.
I was
just
a medicine man.
Anymore.
Back off, Yuzinski.
It's not as...
I'm just saying it's Adventure Guides now.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
It's
oh,
called,
yeah.
like, Adventure Guides now, which is nowhere near as fun,
no.
and...
you know, wearing the leather pelts and shit.
Do they dress like Indiana Jones now? And his dad?
No, then they would call them Indiana guys.
didn't they have like a log or something like that?
God, can you imagine a real Indiana guy? Like, welcome to Gary.
Welcome to Gary. Sorry.
Welcome to Gary.
Here we are. Here we are in Indianapolis. Yeah, they have a race here. No, it's not too loud. You know.
Lots of corn. Lots of corn. Yeah. Still corn.
Wait, what?
There's corn in Indiana.
Yeah, there is.
But there's more than corn in Indiana Beach.
Fuck Indiana.
Keith, we're going to lose all our Indiana listeners.
Fuck Indiana, man.
Oh, no.
No. No, what a shitty state.
All right.
Whoa is right.
Well, all right. So, speaking of really overreactions, have you guys ever seen a big family fight at a Thanksgiving?
No. Not Thanksgiving.
Really?
Have you?
Yeah.
What?
You know, I don't think we've ever had any big family fights. We've just had people that got too drunk, and it was like,
that was me.
Oh, too drunk. I got, like, wasted for the first time ever at Thanksgiving.
I've just seen plenty of fights in Thanksgiving, between different family. Like, with different family, depending on where I spend it, like, if the big family gets together, then you know there's going to be some kind of fist.
What do they fight over?
In your big family. It's awesome.
In the big family, in, like, in El Paso, there's got to be, like, fucking 200 of them running around that I'm somehow related to.
What do you guys rent a tent to?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, how do you have Thanksgiving with this?
It's just all these
people.
Cousins and second cousins, and they're all in Mexico, so they just come over and just have
must
Thanksgiving
be pretty
with us.
Intense.
Nice!
Suck a dick, Mark!
Sorry.
Mark's dad is shaking his fist somewhere, and he doesn't know why.
Can you imagine what it would be like being relegated to the kids' tent if you're just, you know, like a visitor that's not from the family?
Oh man,
tent for you.
When was the last time you guys had to sit at the kids' table?
Dude, every year.
16.
That's because it's built for your size.
Wait, Cloud, did you say you still have to?
Yeah, it's me, my brother, my two cousins, then usually like one or two other adults that don't fit the big table.
That's how it is.
My little like baby cousins are like, well, I guess they're not babies anymore, but they're the big ones. I'm always at the kids' table.
God, they ought to just make bigger tables.
I don't mind it. We have more fun.
We always have more
poppers.
What? More wait, what?
Why would you eat after you popping again? Poppers? There's going to be confetti all up in your potatoes.
Every time we go...
So you guys have confetti Thanksgiving poppers?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving tradition?
Yeah.
You say like, thanks everyone!
And then you spend 5 minutes picking the shit out of your food.
And we do fireworks. And then the last time the cops came...
In the
are you confused? Lauren, are you confused which month Thanksgiving is in?
You guys
seem to combine...
Then we all put on masks, and so we began to dance around the living room.
We
sing Enter the God of Davida in the mask and dance.
Do the fireworks come before or after the human sacrifice?
Sacrifice is sort of the dinner.
And then
we all smoke tea!
Thanksgiving!
And then we all wear green. Yay. It's a lot of fun.
And all of our, like, our crazy, like, Jewish holidays. But whatever.
So
we
crazy.
Have, like,
why are they crazy?
Because they have, like, they have their own popper for it. Like, every holiday has some type of popper.
Don't you dare pop that Rosh Hashanah popper.
And there's things on the table. And, like, if you're talking about, like, we have to go over the 10 plagues, no joke, there's, like, frogs and, like, locusts.
Wait,
and
a popper
what?
Every
what?
Plague?
Lauren, yeah. Do you know that you're doing the holiday wrong?
Do you know?
Do we need to get a guide?
There is a guide for Passover. It's called the Haggadah, and it specifically tells you what to do.
All right, and
they added a little
pizzazz. At 8 o'clock, both families line up. At 8 o'clock, both families line up, like facing each other, and they just hurl cats at one another. This is the cat hurling Imani family tournament. Thanksgiving, you know, just regular old Thanksgiving.
We imagine what every family does.
Imagine like the poppers.
You throw them by their
the
back
plagues
legs.
Have like locusts come out of them when you pop them.
It's all fake.
Or it's just confetti and a single dead locust.
What do they do for the slaying of the firstborn?
I don't know.
Like, after you guys are done eating, do you walk for 40 days and 40 nights?
Or maybe worse, like, what about the rivers turn to blood or darkness?
Oh, yeah, they had fake blood ones. No joke.
Fake blood poppers?
No, not...
Do you guys watch The Mummy when you're doing this?
They didn't have poppers of that. That was just, like, its own little...
You just have blood packets around the house, ready to pop and go.
And everyone claps them between their hands at the right moment.
Yimini's do it with pizzazz.
11 o'clock, they all start to decorate little skulls with ribbons, with pictures and stickers.
They bring out the Book of the Dead, Hamunaptra. Imhotep comes out. Brendan Fraser pops in.
Put the skulls on their hands, and they begin to talk with one another through the skulls with the characters they've adopted throughout the night through a series of quiz games.
Yep.
And Thanksgiving!
They can only discuss next year's finances.
Yeah.
But traditionally, year after year, the skulls have always been French.
You're doing it wrong, Lauren.
Lauren, can we all come over for Thanksgiving this year?
I don't want to get popped.
I don't want the plague, Bob.
No blood on Thanksgiving.
Well, that's not for Thanksgiving. That's for Passover.
I love how the podcast always goes. Cloud tries to defend Lauren, and then she just lines on us. Just says no blood. Wait, I don't like that.
I'm jumping ship, Lauren.
Lauren, you guys really do poppers for every plague?
No, for every holiday, we sometimes popper on the table.
You can't use like a Sukkot popper for Rosh Hashanah. Like, that would be too much?
I don't go home for Rosh Hashanah, so I really don't do much.
Okay.
But no, like, yeah, for the big holidays, we always have some type of popper, so.
I always get really excited for Thanksgiving because after dinner is when we do our family grab bag.
Nice.
Or, like, for Christmas. And get some.
Nice, wow. That's pretty cool.
That's fun. Do you guys do, like, a Secret Santa ever, or no?
Yeah, like same thing.
Well, not for Thanksgiving, though.
Not for Thanksgiving.
not like the Imanis. They don't do a Secret Santa on Thanksgiving.
We do. We are Americans, and we have traditions, and on Thanksgiving, we always do Secret Squanto.
And then one person gets the secret firecracker bag.
But everyone else just gets a dead fish to plant under their corn.
Oh.
What?
Do you guys know that they didn't use any silverware at the first Thanksgiving? That's so messy.
I learned today.
Yeah, I know, and then their messy hands got all over those cats and they hurled them across the room at one another's faces, legs first.
Imhotep.
I learned today that at the first Thanksgiving they had eel and eagle.
Sweet.
Wow. No, you can't eat our bird.
It wasn't their bird. It was just
it's our bird.
Well,
actually,
now it is.
I was listening to something on some NPR podcast the other day about how like eel is starting to come back in style a little bit.
Well, eel is awesome.
Just
I was telling Keith earlier today that eel is the best part of sushi.
Unagi. I love unagi.
Yeah.
Unagi's awesome, but unagi is cooked.
Yeah.
Unagi is not raw eel.
Yeah, well, I didn't
but
say
it's,
otherwise.
It's still delicious.
Actually, Keith, the podcast, the NPR thing I was listening to, mentioned that one of the most popular and delicious things to do to an eel is to smoke it. So it turns out you are correct still.
Delish.
Yeah. I bet it would be good.
Yeah.
Smoked.
I don't know what eel tastes like. You know what would be shitty, though? I can't imagine eagles taste good. Ugh.
Ugh. I feel like the bird would be a little stringy.
It'd be awful.
Duck is good.
I love duck.
Bird. It is a bird. You're right. Although it is an ugly creature.
Do you guys watch football on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Of course.
Play football.
Or hockey, depending on what people are most interested
Call
in.
Call of Duty.
What?
You like, what?
Your dad?
Too? No, my brother-in-law, because he started having Thanksgiving at my sister's house like 2 years ago, and like all their relatives start talking about boring adult things. So John looks at me, he's like, "Hey, do you want to just do fun things on Thanksgiving?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Do you want to go kill each other in Call of Duty?" So we just snuck out. They're having some conversation about families and adulthood, probably something that's really important for the holiday, and we were just screaming at each other, drinking beer, playing Call of Duty for 4 hours. Till my mom came down and yelled at me as if I was like five again. She's like, "It's family time, and you're playing Call of Duty," and I'm like, "Yeah." As there's like With family. Yeah, my new brother-in-law. Is there like 10 beers just open in front of us and we're just screaming at each other?
That's awesome. Probably what they were doing upstairs. 10 beers in front of them, screaming at
each other. Exactly.
I always think of
just with the sweet potatoes and marshmallows.
That's right.
I think Thanksgiving is the only time I ever really get drunk in the brook anymore.
Really? Yeah.
Like, in Bolingbrook. It's like
in the brook. You got wasted?
God. Well, it was my freshman year. It was the first time. I went with Ryan Garcia.
Do you get drunk, like, with your brothers? No, or is it just you? It's like Keith time drunk.
No, it's me at me and Ryan's rich friend's house. And his dad is drunk and just pouring wine down everybody there. Like, just, I had a glass. Not a wine glass. A pint glass. Filled with wine. Oh. I never got it. Thanksgiving evening. I start at like 9 or 10. And I'm with Ryan and this guy's house. And I can't get that that thing below half before he fills it up again. Wow. So I have no idea how much wine I was drinking. Just a bunch of pint glasses.
You're not a big wine drinker.
No,
right?
It was a red wine. And it was expensive wine. It was way too expensive. He would just have him like, he was picking ones for the years, like, you gotta taste this. And he'd like, taste it all. I'm like, which one do you like? Like, that one? Like, here you go. Like, what? I was so drunk. And then I got a ride back to the Bolingbrook house. And a good thing my parents were asleep.
Just partied with the Monopoly guy.
Essentially. The Monopoly guy's son. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it wasn't the dad pouring?
No, the dad was pouring.
So you were partying with the Monopoly guy.
Yeah,
His son brought you there.
Yeah, yeah. I was there for the son.
But you got free parking, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
nice.
Mark.
Oh, man. I was so hard to be that drunk and walk around my house quietly. But I won. Nobody found out.
Until you just said it now.
I'd be pretty surprised if they can figure out what a podcast is.
What is podcast?
Exactly.
A big thing that I love about Thanksgiving also is just the television programming, because you have the football, which is great. And then at about 5 or 6, movies start to come on.
Yes.
Because
Die Hard.
Because the thing is, if conversation with the family starts to die, always turn on like CBS or ABC and they'll have some movie on.
Man, last time.
And now TNT and TBS have started to take over.
Last time it was Happy Feet, I was pissed.
I fucking hate Happy Feet.
Doesn't TBS?
I hate Happy Feet.
I got in trouble.
I saw Home Alone today.
Yeah.
With LP.
It was awesome.
It was great.
I love Home Alone. I thought I'd marry McConaughey.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, Home Alone's a big Thanksgiving movie because it's like getting you ready for the holidays.
Christmas Vacation is another big one.
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, any Christmas movie, really.
A Shrek movie usually appears.
But there's a problem with TBS is sometimes they do their 7 days or 14 days of 007 that always goes through the end of it.
What's wrong with watching a little Bond?
I don't know. Ask Paula and Ken McCullough. They'll tell you when they found their son.
Paula and Ken?
Yelling at me. Well, my mom got mad at my dad.
I can see your mom being mad.
Right? It was like senior.
But Ken too?
Yeah. He was like, Mom's always mad at you for watching James Bond when you should be downstairs talking to us. And it was like freshman year of college, and it was Bond movies. And you know me, I can't walk away from James Bond.
You love your Bond movies.
That's right. That's my story.
You could even say you were in bondage
to them.
I could.
You could say that. I could say that. I won't, but I could say that.
But yeah, What else did you guys have that was like a weird thing that you did on Thanksgiving?
My dad would take us all out to brunch to get away from my mom.
But that's common, because like if the little boys are...
Love you, Mrs. Brzezinski.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. It wasn't like... The thing is, she always used to cook with her mother, who passed away. But by that time, we'd had it at our house so many years that everyone else just was like... They didn't even ask. They were just like call to say what they were bringing, you know. Mm-hmm. And so my mom didn't really want to have. She just didn't really want to have Thanksgiving, like when it was just her. So my dad's solution, instead of staying and helping, was just to take everyone away so she wouldn't be mad.
And now she finally talked to him about it, and now we stay and help. Which sucks, because I love getting brunch.
Mark is a big brunch fan.
I'm a brunch fan.
Do you do the Bloody Marys at the brunch?
I do not, but what? Maybe I could.
I feel like that's like quintessential brunch.
Yeah, I just have never been into Bloody Marys. Mimosas. Ever since I drank that pizza teeny, just tomatoes in my drinks, you know.
Do you guys...
God, the pizza teeny.
One way my mom gets me out of the kitchen is that she lets me hang up the Christmas lights outside the house, which is something that I was never allowed to do, but Zed always be like, as I got older, I was like,
wait,
no.
So you desire to put Christmas lights on the house?
That sucks, man.
Yeah, it does suck.
Well, I wanted to do something, and I felt bad just sitting around and not doing anything.
And they
so
used
just
to
like,
not let you near a ladder, right?
Did your mom Huck Finn you into this?
Probably, yes. Yes. Indeed. It's dangerous.
Or Tom Sawyer.
Or Tom Sawyer into it. My bad.
It was not fun. But, I mean, then I feel like I'm helping out family. But usually it just sucks because I'm outside by myself on a ladder and my dad would just come out with like a Starbucks being like, I don't like that reef there. And I'm going to move it. I'd be like, thanks. But that's also what I do.
They would critique your work?
They would.
Nick, why'd you make a dick out of our lights? I feel like that's inappropriate.
If Nick was able to make a penis out of Christmas lights, I believe that I would buy him a drink.
Stop by my house on Thanksgiving. Let's say you're gonna
take
get me
a photo.
I'll take a photo.
Not that's
a
good answer.
Just two wreaths at the bottom, and then a big old light dick.
It's gotta be like lit up at night.
True.
I want to. It's night, so you had to put that together during the day and then light it up.
Oh, if you do that, then you get a sixer.
Oh.
Right. Do you guys have the house in your neighborhood that like just totally decks out their house for all holidays and especially like Thanksgiving and Christmas and Halloween?
I have a guy in my neighborhood that does his Christmas lights like Clark Griswold does in the movie.
What?
Yes. Just rows on the roof of like shitty green twinkle lights.
Awesome.
It's hideous.
Ooh, well, getting back to Thanksgiving instead of Christmas decorations.
It's sorry.
Like,
whoa!
No, that was
Lisa,
not meant to be like
rain cloud storms into the way.
No, it's not meant to be a storm. I was just going to tell a silly tidbit of when I walked in the house a few days ago, and there was just a turkey, like, not an actual one, it was a turkey decoration, but it was like life size, and it's just chilling there, like, bouncing, and I was like, what?
Like bouncing?
Yeah, it kind of, it's like more like a bobblehead, and apparently my roommate Lori had purchased this, like, 2 to 3 foot tall turkey metal decoration.
A metal
thing.
Turkey bobblehead?
Yeah, in a way, but it's like a bobble body.
But it bobbles.
It's a bobbler.
It bobbles. It's a turkey that bobbles.
The bobbler gobbler.
A bobbler gobbler.
Yeah. Bobbler gobbler.
I appreciated that.
I didn't. It freaked me out. But then she's like, she came out of her room. She's like, I bought a turkey, and I was like, what?
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
She got like GoBirds actually.
One of my favorite parts of Thanksgiving actually for a long time as a child was Thanksgiving weekend, so that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Uh-huh.
On Nickelodeon, they would play nothing but Nicktoons.
Oh,
like
true.
24 hours a day, nothing but Nicktoons. So like I would look forward to that for a month because I'd have like a dozen blank tapes and I'd just record hour after hour of these Nicktoons.
Yeah, man. Sick ass Nicktoons.
Yeah, it's nice because when I get home from work, I'm able to watch them. Because they have all the old ones on at like 3 a.m. So the time I get home, I could see Rocko's Modern Life, like it's just a huge block. But they also play Cat Dog, which kind of sucks.
They have all the good ones on Netflix now.
Boom.
What?
They have like a bunch of Rocko. Yeah, they have Rugrats. They have Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah,
they
have Doug.
Arnold,
where's
hey,
my Doug?
Yeah, there's no Doug.
There's not Doug
yet. I love Doug.
Disney bought him.
Doug had emotions like I did. He felt like, I identified with Doug.
I remember, you know, for some reason, the one episode that's Well, there's a couple episodes that really stick out, but I remember when Doug went on a diet.
How are we getting into this?
I know, I'm just saying.
Whatever, we're here.
But do you remember that one where he went on an all beet diet, and I felt so
was
bad
it,
for Doug.
Was it an all beet diet?
Yeah,
really?
He ate a lot of beets. Yeah.
Remember, he didn't want to eat
liver and onions.
Oh, liver and onions. That's a great episode.
It's a regular green eggs and ham.
Oh, what other episodes?
I like.
Oh, with Mr. Dink, when he has to be the.
Oh, yes!
When Doug has to be the burger, the burger mascot. And oh, Mr.
Yes.
Dink was the old burger mascot. And I remember he was very uncomfortable with the pickle shoes.
Oh, that is so right. That was a good episode of Doug.
just any episode with the beets?
Yeah.
Yeah, the beets are sick.
Or Quail Man.
I've still got the beets on my iPod. Whatever.
Dude, I want some beet songs. I can't find them.
Well, there are only like three.
Dude, I need more knowledge.
There was also Shout Your Lungs Out.
Shout Your Lungs Out. Yeah, I know.
Jesus. Oh, Doug. And Quail Man. I mean, who could forget?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm thankful for Doug this year.
Yeah.
My middle name is Doug. Douglas.
Guess I'm thankful for you too, by proxy.
We could make a mediocre animated show about you called Keith Doug.
Keith Doug.
It'd be like your front half is Keith, but your back half is Doug.
My half?
Yeah, so
like cat dog.
So half of your buddy would be like
splitting
emo.
Splitting myself down the middle of it, like.
No, half your body, like your bottom half, would actually be Doug, the cartoon character, and then it would be.
No,
Keith.
I was with Keith. I imagine the front half was Keith.
My
and
face
like,
and my chest and my legs and like my dick. Are all Keith.
But his back and his ass and the back of his legs are all Doug Funny.
That's great.
How would Keith always... Would you always have to wear shorts?
At least the back of my pants would be shorts.
You would be cold.
Sure
that
would
be his biggest
concern. That would be the worst of my problems. Half of me is animated.
Oh, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, Keith.
Was crazy, but a genius. And like, I didn't sound like his dad spilled coffee into his brain, and that's why he became crazy. They had like tubes going into his head, and they spilled coffee into him, and like he got coffee in him as a baby. That's why Skeeter's fucking nonsense.
Wait, really?
What?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know that.
Like he's brilliant, but and they're doing a bunch of tests on his brain. I guess they had tubes with. Into his brain.
Brain produced, tubes, yeah.
And he spilled coffee into it or something like that, and he went just nuts.
Wow.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, that's possible.
It's a flashback.
What was the dog's name?
Pork chop.
Sorry.
I remember you, like, busted down the girl's sleepover, and they had him limbo.
I remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
Pork chop!
Can't go.
Pork chop is the best.
It must be really expensive to produce a season of Doug.
You'd probably go into debt $10,000 more.
Debt.
If you went into debt of $10,000 more, especially on your credit card, you would need to call... Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution guarantees to negotiate.
Definitely not a guarantee.
Not a guarantee.
Negotiate down your credit card debt of $10,000
no
more.
Way.
And also, Legal Helpers Debt Resolution guarantees that Home Alone will be played 24 hours a day on TBS.
Not necessarily that many hours a day.
No. Very funny. On Thanksgiving. Mark.
Yep.
I got it.
Hey, Keith.
Yep, yeah.
Really?
Right,
you. Oh, wow. Really? Wow. Yeah. All right. Hey, Keith. What's that song or that jingle they're singing round
the globe? Legal Helpers, their resolution. Legalhelpersdia.com.
I'm a Domi! Seems like a proper ending.
That's a good Castelvi ending. The last one was just, I want my money! It's like, come on, Castelvi, what the fuck?
I'm glad I learned that number now.
Yeah.
Because I decided I just wanted to learn it.
I realized that as we started Heart and Soul, that I know that number after repeating this 42 times.
Yeah. I heard it.
This podcast is also, unbeknownst to it, sponsored by Target. I bought several things from Target this week.
Me too.
I bought toothpaste. I bought hair gel. I bought a couple boxes of tea because I've been starting to make tea at work.
Don't smoke it.
Don't do it.
Alright, Lauren wins the podcast.
That's pretty good.
Lauren has won the podcast.
Target. Buy our products. Don't smoke most of them.
They have meat now, though.
Yeah.
You can smoke meat from there.
There you go.
That's true. They're getting their groceries.
And boy, are their groceries very well priced and pretty good quality.
Hey, by the way, thanks to everybody that came to our bathroom show.
Yeah. It was
a hoot.
A flush of a good time.
Let's go with that one. Make sure to keep up with all of our fun stuff at our neato website, www.octavarius.com.
Also, if you're not doing so already, make sure you follow us both on Facebook and on Twitter, because we try and do fun things on there as well.
Put up some fun pictures from the shows.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, we hope to see you at the Thanksgiving show. We can all give thanks together. Yeah. And remember,
we'll probably have some food.
We'll probably have some
food. I hope someone dresses like a turkey.
Yeah. I hope someone dresses like a jive turkey.
I hope Lauren doesn't light any fireworks. No fireworks, Lauren.
No,
please,
poppers.
None.
No. You know, since Thanksgiving is a very special time, why don't we go out by singing a very special Thanksgiving song?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's sing the only one there is.
Thanksgiving's coming. Thanksgiving's coming. Thanksgiving's coming. Thanksgiving's coming.
Give thanks.
Thanksgiving's coming.
Thanksgiving's
coming.
Give that thanks.
Thanksgiving's coming.
Bye, everybody.
Thanksgiving's coming.
Octavarius.com.
Thanksgiving's coming. Thanksgiving's coming.
And it's the Thanksgiving show.